the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. Thank you for coming by. You know, here's the thing that just happened. I won't say who it is, but... Remember I was telling you how, like, you know a conversation's gonna... This is weird. I keep picturing little dancing little Asian girls in my head.
No, I think Will and
come
Sean
come to the Sanrio store. What?
I think Will and Sean put this in to mess with you, but I don't
Thank
know
you.
Why.
There Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Why? Why did they do
that? I don't
this?
Know. Let me just tell you this, though. I'm not saying that this is somebody in the engineering department. It is. They held me down. Mike Chase came up behind me and groped me feverishly. They didn't. But remember when I told you that story? Well, I had this thing the other day how you know a story is going to be interesting when a guy from, let's say, theoretically, the engineering department comes up and he's like, hey, come here and check this out. Oh, wait a minute. You're not Jewish, are you? And it's like you always know. That's how you know you're about to go beyond the pale somewhere when they show you something. So here's what just happens. As I'm walking back from the bathroom, someone, I'm not saying he works in the engineering department, comes up and says, hey, check out this gun. And he's like, literally has a big catalog full of guns with like, and you look through and it's like a bunch of them circled with like big happy faces next to them and like big notes about like extra ammunition holder. That's the guy you want to be really polite to. You don't go, don't screw with that guy. All right. I'm just saying. You know who I'm talking
about. You have to tell me who was looking at the guns so I know to stay away from him when the killing starts.
It's exactly the guy you think would be looking at guns.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about.
I know.
Yeah. It's 503-733, but we love him and respect him and his abilities. And, you know.
And his shirt collection?
No, no. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com, rick@rickemerson.com. In just a moment, we'll go back to the City Desk. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from Barfly Magazine. Raconteur, businesswoman, idol to millions, Jen Lane. How are you, Jen?
Good. Don't forget DJ. I debuted at Kabbalah's last night.
I feel like such a tool. Sarah told me to mention it, and I forgot. I completely spaced it.
I even wrote it on a sticky note.
She wrote it on a little pad, gave it to me, and I was like, I looked up at like 302, and I said, don't.
I know Sarah always does her job.
I know. I'm
That's
sorry.
Why she makes the big bucks.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe you could buy you some paper towels. Have you noticed that? You go into the bathroom now, it's just a whole lot of nothing in there.
Sure.
So it's like that, and you, paper towels are like toilet paper. It's like in your brain, it's programmed in a certain way so you don't ever check beforehand. And it's like, you know what I mean? You just get done, you're like, you know, you got a whole lot of nothing, so.
You never check for toilet paper before you go?
No, I don't. I always
I think it's a girl thing. Guys, do you ever use toilet paper?
No, I use bunches of brightly colored leaves, Jen, and then a necktie if I still need some. No, I'm just saying I don't. Maybe it's just me. I don't ever think to check beforehand. You know what it
you
is?
You don't grab like a pile of napkins from the Wendy's on your way out.
No, because that would be weird. No, it's like I never check for milk before I pour the cereal. You know what I mean? Like I've done this where I'll get the bowl down, pour the cereal, go to the fridge. You know what I mean? You got nothing. So, I'm just the order in which my brain operates.
Is this a metaphor for something?
No, it's not. No. There's just no paper towel. My hands are... No, it's because I'm doing that thing where I'm walking out of the bathroom.
I think he looks before he leaves. Or doesn't look before he leaves.
Yeah.
Flinging the water off my hands because there's a whole lot of nothing to wipe your hands with in there. How's life in the world of Barfly?
It's good. The DJ night was a big success. I'm looking forward to doing it each and every Wednesday at Sabala's.
Excellent. And so last night, and you're going to be doing it it's going to be every Wednesday?
Yeah,
like
it's the Cat House. It's the new ladies' night at Sabala's.
So people get to come down and have some drinks with you?
Yeah, they get to worship at my altar and listen to my music. And they get two for one drinks if they're ladies, and free cupcakes if they're ladies or wearing a dress.
So yeah. Or ladies. Anybody, anybody wearing a dress?
Anybody in a dress actually will get
two for one and free cupcakes. What kind of cupcakes?
Yeah.
They change every week.
Do you make the cupcakes yourself?
I do not.
Oh, but that's okay. But they have Jen Lane love in them though.
I
love those ones with the multicolored, like not the sprinkle kind of cookies.
That's what they had.
Those are so good.
Sprinkle.
Yeah. And Doug made chocolate cake shots.
Do you ever just sit and like eat a whole thing of sprinkles? Not a whole thing, but I mean like
sprinkles straight.
Yeah, like right out, like not a whole thing, but like when I was a kid, like because the sprinkles are so they have such a lure to you, especially when you're a kid or Jimmies or whatever you people on the East Coast call them.
You know, Jimmies back home is condoms.
Well, and I've heard Jimmy also be a gun. I've also heard it be King Tut's penis. or anyone's. Because, like, in rap, and you know, rap, because they've got a whole weird compensation thing, they're used interchangeably.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and I got my Jimmy out, and you're like, and it's like you're having to listen to the end of this to figure out exactly where the song's going. So, anyway, but he's like, because I am trash, growing up, when I was in high school, because you didn't grow up, you grew up in New York. When did you come out here?
In 94.
So, see, in New York, though, when you're a kid growing up in New York, and I do have a point here, when you're a kid growing up in New York, and you're not of drinking age, or you were, because you were, I mean, you were, how do we put it?
When I grew up in New York, if you could see over the bar and you had cash in your hand, you didn't have a problem.
So you were kind of a misfit growing up. I mean, as a teenager, right?
I was desperately unpopular.
Yeah, and so, yeah. Like, but did you have a, but were you like everybody else? Were you have like an equally freakish circle of friends?
No, I didn't have any friends. I had maybe 3 friends. That's about it.
And that so was it just like you just
number of friends.
You would just sit in a basement and
I would sit in my room.
And just plot to kill?
Yes. Yes.
Write the death list? Yeah.
I didn't write anything down.
I didn't leave
any hard evidence.
I did, like an idiot. I would write it all down. Like, first, I will walk down the hall, and I will activate the fire alarm. Then, as they are running for the doors, I would totally... Yeah. So you didn't have, like, a... Because there's no, like, a Denny's or Sherry's or anything in New York, is there?
Well, there's tons of diners.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got that. And the Automat. And Radio City Music
Hall. Actually, I went to the Automat when I was really little, just before it closed. When I was, like, 8.
There was only one left the last time we went to New York. We couldn't find it. It was somewhere. It was the one they used in Radio Days.
I believe
Woody
that's
Allen
been...
Film. Is it gone?
Unless maybe they reopened one. I mean, I haven't lived there in 12 years, so...
The Automat's one of those things that I long to go to. I wish I could see one before I die.
I remember it very clearly. It was fascinating.
By the way, you're listening to KCMD AM Portland, proud part of the CBS Radio family. What was my point here? Wait, back... Denny's something.
New York.
Underage. No, there was something. What the hell are we even talking about? I don't even know.
Are we talking?
We were. There was going to be some... I had some point I was going to make about...
Something about Jimmy's. We were talking about Jimmy's. And...
Jimmy's? Wait. Ah, yeah. And thank you. Look at you working me back. Yeah, but so we were losers, and so me and all the other, there was just us and debate nerds and drama fags, and we were all just like circled together, and so we would all go to the Sherry's, and then when we go to Sherry's, and we would buy a cup of coffee for $1.09, and then everybody would sit and smoke cigarettes for 12 hours until they kicked us out. Then we would move to Denny's, and at Denny's, same thing. We would do this. What's the cheapest thing on the menu? You know, and whatever it is. Like, and can I get a bowl of ranch with it? And like, that was it. And then they would kick us out. And so once we had been kicked out of both Sherry's and Denny's, we would then go to the JB's across the street. The JB's, which I believe used to be a Bob's Big Boy, and I think they changed their name to JB's to be a little more slick. But the big appeal at JB's was there was a build-your-own sundae bar.
Ah.
And there is nothing that screams white trash like a build-your-own sundae bar.
When I lived on Whidbey Island, there was the Golden Corral, and they had a build-your-own sundae bar.
Golden Corral. Was there the guy in, like, the cream of wheat hat? Like, and he was, would you like ham or turkey?
I still remember how it smelled. It just smelled like fried chicken and sprinkles.
Yes, and efferdent.
Yeah.
It just smells like Bengay and starch. You would go to the JB's and like they would have the build your own sundae bar, and it's like that's where we'd like kick our rap parties after like the drama production had like, you know, after our Guys and Dolls run had ended, we're like, let's all go to the sundae bar. And so we would go there. My point though is that even as teenagers, sprinkles have like this magical allure because they're like these weird tiny multicolored candy things, especially because all my friends were stoned, and so they were just fascinated by the sprinkles. And so I don't really know where I was going with this. This was like
so
a 9 minute.
So if you go see Jen Lane on Thursday nights or Wednesday nights,
you may get you will get a cupcake if you're wearing a dress or you're a woman, and it may have sprinkles on it.
All I'm saying is this whole segment here. This is the segment that they will excerpt out and play when they fire me. And it'll be like, look,
we've brought it around full circle.
We can't have an 11-minute discussion of Jimmy's or penises and candy-colored varieties of anything. And so you need to leave now. Right. And they'll just be bringing in, like, the Barry Farber show. That'll be it. Well, moving on. Shouldn't Tim be here to do the news right about now?
1,000, 2,000, 3, 4...
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Maybe he's just
11.
Wandering around.
Maybe he's gone home. I'm looking. This is like my whole thing. I'm looking over at the doorway where he normally comes from.
Do you want me to go get him?
No, your head. Here he is. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the city desk with your personal savior, Tim Riley.
You know, they took my monitor away.
I'm sorry?
I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, the speaker, you can't actually hear the station where you are now?
No.
Oh, they put that in my office.
Oh, well, that's why.
Oh, sorry about that. I guess you'll have to wipe your tears on your, like, $9,000 check that you got from the IBEW.
Nope. Yeah. I already spent it.
We've got everybody demanding to know what you spend your check on, by the way. Sarah, everybody wants to know you this $800 check.
I'm totally going to be... Do
we
have some used electronic
goods
you can sell her?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, would you like to... Yeah.
Well, I think everyone has to remember, for that 11-month period, and unemployment, which I only get a fraction of, we were pretty much unemployable.
Yes, no, it is true. We're kind of unemployable now. I mean, we've got jobs, so...
All right. And those are the hottest months of the year, running the air conditioning on 90-degree days.
And you're watching, and you're just sitting there staring at the air conditioner, and you can hear money burning. You can see your bill going up if you close your eyes.
I'd like to go out and apply for a job, but it's just too darn hot.
And I just can't afford the gas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder where can I get a job over a fax machine? Yeah. All right. Here's Tim Riley.
Springtime in Afghanistan, and that means brand new Taliban activity and violence.
We were predicting that the enemy will get more alert, more active in the summer. So we accordingly planning to be more alert, more active, and have aggressive operations, offensive operations in many areas against the enemy.
Who is that, and what is he talking about?
That's the Afghan National Army Chief. He is in charge of the democratic area that spans about two blocks where the president lives.
And so it's what? It's going to be hot or something?
Yeah, it's very hot, yeah. And unseasonable.
So they're going to be doing something?
Yeah, they're going to recruit some new Taliban.
But it's a dry heat.
The Arabs are directly connected to Osama bin Laden and many other militants of extremists from other nations are also... under the control and training of Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm. Any questions?
I don't even understand what he's talking about.
It doesn't matter.
I have no idea. Apparently, it's going to be hot, and so there's a guy who's going to be shooting other people. I've moved off of it.
Well, the U.S. military says it's close to capturing the leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. This military spokesman said they have an edited copy of a video showing Al-Zarqawi, and he's having a hard time handling a machine gun and wearing running shoes.
Wearing New Balance sneakers with his uniform, surrounded
New
by
Balance sneakers,
competent subordinates who grabbed the hot barrel of a just-fired machine gun, have a warrior leader, Zarqawi, who doesn't understand how to operate his weapon system.
Ooh, what a burn. New Balance sneakers, that's like its own brand, right? They're not like Nikes or Reeboks or something. They're like their own brand of whatever.
That is correct, yeah.
All right. Do you ever wonder about that? I remember when the Heaven's Gate people died and they were all wearing Nikes. And you find yourself wondering, like, I really would like to get Phil Knight in a room and just drug him and ask him how he feels about that. Because on the one hand, it's a bunch of guys with no testicles, literally, I think, in a room wearing Nikes. On the other hand, it's a bunch of guys on TV where you hear the word Nike like 9,000 times. So I always wonder about that. Here's the other thing I wonder. He's
a real bad guy.
But he's like
the
number...
He's the baddest
of bad guys. Is he the second? The number two or whatever?
No, I think he's number one.
But no, but Bin Laden's the number one.
Oh, we forgot about him. We'll never catch him.
This guy... See, I'm unclear. Haven't there been like 500 or 600 police reports or news reports where we've captured or killed the number two guy? Like, hadn't that happened a whole bunch of times already? Like, the number two man in Al-Qaeda is dead. And then, like, the next day, there's like some... It's a many-headed hydra. What is that? I cut off Heather Duke's head, and Heather Chandler's head has sprouted again in its place. That's totally what this is. Zarqawi is just a poor man's Heather Chandler.
They're all wearing New Balance shoes.
I don't understand what we're talking about.
Well, we just found out that Ted Kennedy's son has been in an automobile accident. He's Congressman Patrick Kennedy, and he drove into a roadblock at 3 o'clock in the morning. So far, he hasn't been charged with anything, and alcohol was not involved.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Not in capital letters. N-O-T.
That's how great when they actually have to note in a huge, like, 80-point type in the story that you were not drunk just because your name was Kennedy.
It says, Kennedy not. Kennedy not.
Okay. All right.
Anti-war protesters interrupted Donald Rumsfeld several times today during a speech saying he lied. And, of course, he said, I did not lie.
We've got to do this Geek Watch, though. Do you have the Geek Watch?
I do.
It is just the most fantastic Geek Watch. Right. Not fantastic, but it is... Right. Everybody out there already knows what I'm talking Campbell. About. If you are a true geek, you sort of know the content of what I'm discussing. Yeah, but we can't not mention it.
Religious nutcase.
It must penis, sex with a horse. Let's see. What do you want? No, it's this one over
this
here.
This one over here. Okay, yeah. Well.
This high-speed modem is intolerably slow.
In the Quasar Dilemma, remember, you used to...
Just a television show. That's all, okay?
Right, but... Because we were wondering if the quantum flux... Now, just listen on
there. There is no quantum flux. There's no auxiliary. There's no goddamn ship. You got it?
Energize.
Diehard Star Wars fans will soon see the original theatrical versions of the first three Star Wars films on DVD.
Son
haven't I
bitch.
Done this story like 10 or 12 times?
Speaking of things that just come back in the news repeatedly.
Groundhog Day.
All right, so... Okay, you finish the story, and then I will give my commentary on it.
All right, I'll hurry.
Everybody already knows what I'm going to say. Everybody already knows what everybody out there is going to say.
Even though George Lucas declared the 2004 digitally restored Star Wars trilogy DVDs to be the definitive versions of his movies...
Yeah! Okay, here's the thing. Just one second. Here's the thing. I'm not even going to give the rant myself. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to take... Back in the day, when I was a zany DJ, we used to do a thing called the Guest DJ Call-Out, which is where you get some idiot high school girl to call up and go, "My name is Candace, and this is Mariah Carey on Hit 97. Woo!" You know, or whatever. That's what this is. We're going to take a guest rant right now about this Star Wars. So about this Star Wars DVD we release. Because if you're a geek, you know what I'm talking about. You know why I'm so furious about this. It's the same reason all the geeks are furious about this. So here's the number. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. So if you are a geek and you know why this is so infuriating, call now. Tim will finish the story. We will then go to the phone, and we will take your rant about this Star Wars DVD news. So go ahead and call now, and we'll take your call after the story is finished. So, Tim, why don't you go ahead and...
Pick up where I left off.
Stu from the top.
Again?
Yes, I'm sorry. Sorry to make you... I know you'd rather be out spending your $9,000 check from the IBEW.
Well, diehard Star Wars fans will soon see the original theatrical versions of the first three Star Wars films on DVD. Even though George Lucas declared the 2004 digitally restored Star Wars trilogy DVDs the definitive versions of the movies, fans have held out hope for DVDs of the originals. Their wishes will be granted September 12th when Fox releases new two-disc DVDs, $30 each, of Star Wars, since retitled as Episode 4, A New Hope, The Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi... That include the films as they appeared in theaters, along with the new restored versions now available in the four-disc, $70 Star Wars trilogy. The individual DVDs will be taken off the market December 31st, a strategy which Disney uses on many of its classic releases, but you can still find them everywhere.
Urge to Kill Rising.
Lucas re-released his original three Star Wars films in theaters in 1997 with inserted scenes and improved special effects. Those special editions have further enhanced the four-disc DVD set.
All right.
With the original versions coming to DVD, here's what you'll see again.
No. Just hand me that part.
Oh.
Just hand me that.
That's your part.
We'll interrupt there.
Okay.
Second one, sir? Is that where I'm going here? The two?
Yeah.
All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show, and who might I be speaking to?
This is Eric.
Hi, Eric. How are you today?
I'm perturbed like you, Rick.
All right, Eric, we are now going to let you give the rant, but keep it clean, but give the rant about the Star Wars, because there are many people out there going, Rick, I don't understand why always the shouting. I don't understand why I'm so irritated. So take it, Eric.
Well, first of all, it's released a special edition. It's complete. It's complete. Go, go, go. And then me and my buddy spent all the time trying to find it on the internet, the original one from Laserdisc. And now after we wanted to do that, we bought the trilogy. We bought we suffered and bought Jar Jar Binks, and because it's the complete set now, it's another $90.
That's what I'm saying, because Lucas swore. Listen, and I know how ludicrous this sounds to Sarah and everyone who's not us. I know. Now, listen, I know that when I say this, it's not going to register with you, and you're just going to roll your eyes, and I can already see, but George Lucas lied to us. George Lucas is just trying to take our money. I mean...
He told us he wasn't going to do it. He swore to us. That fat, waddled bastard looked us in the eyes through the television, and he told us, he swore to me, George Lucas promised me that there would be no original trilogy on DVD. I bought the Han shooting second set. I don't want the Han shooting second. No one does.
I thought this was their turn to rant.
Are you upset?
Ditto. Ditto, Rick.
That's what I'm saying. All right. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
There you go. What? The Comedians of Comedy? Is that not the Jay Moore thing? No, that's Last Comic Standing.
No, that's with,
no.
With like, three different comics.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Somebody told me that. I haven't seen it.
I don't think we can say it on the air.
Probably not. Yeah. You have to tell me about it off the air. All right, let me just do a couple more here. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. How can I help you?
Holy tap dancing Yoda, Rick. Okay, for Pete's sake, A, you remember the time when George Lucas wouldn't let somebody show the original Star Wars circa 1977 as one of the, you know, what was it, movies of the decade?
The AFI was doing a century in film. They were picking two movies from each decade to represent that decade. They picked the original Star Wars, and Lucas wouldn't let them show it because they wouldn't agree to show the special edition. Lucas, well, you've got to know that the special edition is the definitive edition of these films. The definitive edition. Yeah, that's how it taps you.
And then he says, oh, no, the original 1977 will never be shown again. Never be shown again, for Pete's sake.
So you better run out and buy the special edition.
Star Wars geek, yeah. I'm going to get sucked into this stupid box set because, you know, I have to have it, for Pete's sake. I have to have all of them. I can't get rid of my VHS tapes of the original Star Wars. I didn't cave and buy the special edition where he kindly renames Star Wars that we all, you know and love to
right.
A New Hope. What was that about?
Right.
Get the net. Protect George. Protect us from George Lucas. Protect the films from him. I think Stan and Kyle put it best.
It's true.
Replace the lightsabers with walkie-talkies.
George Lucas ought to be put in a small cage where he can no longer harm himself, us, his own films, his legacy, an entire generation's memories. George Lucas needs to be taken out back and prevented from further sodomizing my childhood. All right.
If they're...
I know, I'm with you, brother.
Why don't they go ahead and digitally remaster American Graffiti and put Jabba the Hutt in that state?
Fantastic.
Can they do something with Jaws?
Yes, maybe.
Oh, they're there.
Maybe just replace this. That's the Rick Emerson Show. All right, there you go.
In other news... A double murderer was put to death in Ohio on Tuesday, but not until one of his veins had collapsed. The Ohio Department of Corrections said Joseph Clark was pronounced dead following the injection of lethal chemicals. A spokesman said the execution was delayed about 90 minutes because technicians had trouble finding the set of Clark's arm for the intravenous line carrying the chemicals. Then shortly before the poisons were supposed to have been pumped into his body, she said, he sat up saying, "It's not working. It's not working." Eventually it did.
That's got to be unnerving, by the way, when you're
dying. I wouldn't mention so.
You sort of sit up and look. I know you're supposed to be killing me and all, but it's not really taking effect. It's not really having the desired effect. Sarah, let's close the Geek Watch and just go directly to the break here.
Okay.
All right, there you go, your Geek Watch. Back after this.
By the Sons of Warvan, I shall avenge you.
Next. Ooh, loneliness and cheeseburgers are a dangerous mix.
All right, kids, it's the Rick Emerson Show. Rick, this email says, the biggest shaft of this whole deal is Lucas releasing Justice DVDs are going to become obsolete. A year now, we'll be doing the same thing, buying this set all over again on HD DVDs. Damn you, Lucas! Damn you to hell! All right. I'm just saying, I'm trying to be enthusiastic about... All right. Thank you for coming along. It's 503-733-2970.
What's all this dude house business?
Okay, here's the thing. I'm glad I listened to that. Hey, would you like a Korean radio, Jen? Listen to that segue.
Previous on the Rick Emerson Show.
Oh, God, I'm so tired of rehashing this.
No, I'm just saying, Sarah's boyfriend, Nate, has got to find a place to live because we inadvertently ruined his chances of getting a new apartment. It's a whole lot of... You were here, weren't you?
I was not here.
Oh, well, never mind. It doesn't... It's pointless. There was a fine, upstanding, virtuous woman who's...
I did hear the recap.
Character was tarnished.
I suppose not everybody in the audience did, though, huh? It's not all about me, is
maybe,
it?
Maybe I should say it again. Maybe it should be a promo, and it should play 1,000 times a day between, like, a Robin Williams bit and,
so
like, a Dane Cook bit.
You said something insulting about his presumably
prospective new roommate. And she then told him to pound it.
Ah.
And so... And
but this is the place right next door to you?
Yeah.
That wasn't going to work out anyway.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody ever listens to me, though. Too busy counting their cash to pay attention to the advice from Rick. So my point was going to be, well, a couple things. A, I thought he was going to continue living at the place he was at now. Didn't he have a house now that he was
going to... Well,
he's going to, but
I don't know.
So, but he can't? Is that the thing? So he no longer has a place to live?
Well, he can, but he has to find different roommates. Because,
well, that sounds like a huge hassle.
Yeah, there's, well, because they have like 4 rooms that he's going to have to fill. If he stays there.
It's all bad. It's all gone to hell. All right, so anyway, so we're talking about dude houses and the whole concept of dude houses, because that's kind of where he lives now, right? Like,
once upon a time, it was like all guy houses.
Doesn't your friend Lisa live there, too?
Exactly, yeah. Lisa moved in, like, a few months back.
Once women live there, by the way, it can no longer be considered a dude house.
Well, Lisa moved in, and then Nate's other roommate,
or
Miley,
can
his
it?
Girlfriend moved
in. Is that not the question?
Listen to that. Or can it, Rick? Why don't we see what the callers have to... No, exactly. I got these like this. You never knew that there was so much concern about this. This is from a dude. All your talk about a dude house has me wondering. This is from Dave. What's so different about where Sarah's boyfriend is living now? Paint on the walls, empty liquor bottles, mold on the counter. Isn't this where he already lives? Unless the goal is just to get him further out of town, in which case I'm all for it. Sweet, isolated Sarah needing a shoulder to cry on. That's Dave. We got this. My boyfriend lives with another guy to split expenses. Uh-huh. After hearing you talk on the condition of Nate's place the other day, though, I started to worry. What goes on at a dude house? Should I be taking a closer look? There are antlers on the walls. That's from Andrea. Antlers on the walls are not a dude house unless they're there ironically. The dude
unless
house...
they have something hanging from them.
Boxer shorts. I used to know some guys that lived at a dude house, and it was antlers on the walls, boxer shorts, and then like sunglasses, and like the other one had like an empty beer can. It was balanced on one of the antler points. So I think the minute
or like the moose head in in Mulligan's that's smoking. Yeah, it has to be something like that.
I don't think there can be, like, if it's a real non-ironic moose head or antlers or whatever, it's not a dude house. Then that's just a place where some redneck guy lives. But because when we had that one discussion, we had this discussion once about geek houses, about like how you can tell. It was some sort of like at a geek house, you are guaranteed to find like blank. And it was like 3-ring binder full of X-Files trading cards, you know, and like glow in the dark, you know, like action figures or something.
TiVo and an Xbox.
Well, that's a dude house though. The TiVo probably is a geek house. More than one gaming console is a dude house. I think. I guess. Because at a true geek house, there's a gaming console, but then a huge PC. You know what I mean? Where at a true geek house, there's actually one table that has nothing but, like, the innards.
Remotes?
The true geek house has another table that just has the innards of a PC strewn all over it. Well, here's the phone number. It's 503. Is this a Star Wars rant? Probably. 503-733-2970. 733-2970. This is today's high concept topic, so that we can explicate it for the benefit of all dudes and dudettes in the audience.
What are we in 1991? You can't say dudes and dudettes.
I'm saying it zanily.
You sound outdated.
I'm
okay.
Saying it zanily. No, because it's a dude house. What else are you supposed to call it? It's a dude house.
Dude has kind of come to cover both genders.
Has it? Is
dude's not really gender specific anymore.
Is dude both men and women now? I don't know anything.
Yeah, people, I mean, I occasionally let it slip when I'm talking to my, I'll call them dudes.
Really?
I think it's girls or guys.
I think if it's an assembled group of people, I think
it's like saying, hey man, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Hey guys is that way too. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's 503-733-2970. Because Kyle has, the whole reason this came up is because former intern Kyle offered to have Nate live with him. And we were talking about, and I think Sarah made the question, she's like, isn't that just a big house full of dudes? And we started going down the list. A dude house always has...
Nate can't move in there either.
Empty liquor bottles as decoration. Well,
unless you never want to have sex there.
All right. Rick Emerson Show, who's this?
This is Randall.
Randall, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I want to talk about my dude house and how it's become overrun with women.
All right, so now you... so you had a dude house and now it is no longer, or is it just a... What happened?
Well, I'm curious to talk to Rick about what his exact specifications.
Well, let me see if I can get him.
Oh, hold on. You want to talk to Rick?
Hey, Rick.
All right. Hey, yes. Hi. Hey, Randall. How are you?
Hey, Rick.
Hi. What's up?
Not much. I want to talk about my dude house and whether it is a dude house and then complain about how it's overcome with women.
Randall, have I been to your dude house?
Is this Jen?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you have.
Ooh.
You have a dude house full...
Sorry, I forgot. Are we going to be on the air?
No, you're going to be on hold.
All right, are we... Is it...
Yeah, no, it's bubbling.
All right.
Fine.
All right. Okay. Let's all stop now. I appreciate the fact that this is a laid-back radio program.
I'm all freaked out.
Yeah.
I know, Rick gets really like, blah!
Well, no,
you're kind of jumpy today.
The problem is that I hit it, and then Sarah always immediately hits it right afterward.
That's because Top Gun, I'm supposed to be hitting it. I had it.
Okay.
You didn't have a button because I should just be able to do it.
You got two buttons over there.
I know, but you dump constantly. Think that someone says, like,
well, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to, just going to take a moment here.
Some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, it's right. Why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day. And we know the night is always gonna be here anyway.
Thinking of you's working up my appetite.
All right, now. So there's the Starland Vocal Band, and now because I promised to do this every time a guy made us use the delay. Oh, wait. Oh. Anyway.
All right, is this the take or what? All right, okay, everybody. Here we go. Yeah. That's right.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
It was 20 years ago today that Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play. And they've been going in and out of style, but they're guaranteed to raise a smile. So may I introduce to you the act you've known for all these years, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band. Oh!
All right. All right, there you go. It's 503-733-2970. See, that's what people get when they're irresponsible. It's 503-733-2970. All right, so what was the point? What were we even talking about?
Dude houses.
Talking about Randall and his house
Randall
is
was
overrun
saying that
by
he used
cats.
To have a dude house, and now it's overrun by women.
All right. All right.
But there's also a number of lovely cats there.
Well,
many of whom are black. They have, like, a pride of black cats.
A pride. I think dude houses always have... Here's the other thing. They always have a fish tank that's empty. There are no... there were fish, but they're dead.
There are two of those at Nate's house.
Is that to see? That's what I'm saying. They're either empty, like...
Well, it's a huge empty iguana tank because the iguana died, and then there's a fish tank and some of the fish started eating each other.
So
now they're a living fish, but there weren't for a while.
The only pets that ever survive at a dude house are dogs because they can just forage by themselves. Mm-hmm. Like you leave the house and they'll just eat the corpses of the other dead pets. That's
three
it.
Dogs.
Yeah. All right. So all right. Should we go back to the phones here?
Yeah.
All right. And I'll let you. You're there, Doc Holliday. I'll let you be on the draw over there.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Okay, quick throw.
Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris. All right. What's up, brother?
Not a lot. I just wanted to talk to Rick about distinguishing.
You want to talk to Rick? All right, hold on. Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Yeah.
thing going on with Xboxes for dudes versus geeks.
Right.
Dudes would only have sports games.
That is true. Yeah, that's
good
true. Because you go to a geek house and it's a lot of like
a lot of RPG games.
It's RPG games, or they're on they've got like the World of Warcraft going on the PC.
Right.
You go to Kyle's house, it's nothing but Madden.
Yeah.
And like motocross games.
Yes.
Boxing games. That is completely true. They will have, at a dude house though, they will occasionally have the Tom Clancy game. Like they'll have Ghost Recon or something, Splinter Cell or something like that.
Anything that lets them shoot at something.
Anything that lets them shoot, or any driving game, where the trophy is presented to you by a woman with a grapefruit-like breasts.
Right, and the best is a driving game that lets them shoot.
Exactly, so the road rashes.
Yeah, road rashes.
Or a burnout of the world. Yeah, excellent. There you go, so thank you.
Yeah, and on the Star Wars thing?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, I have to go there.
No, go ahead.
This is Boba Fett, Chris.
Oh, I see. This is Chris. This is Chris, who all the geeks think was shafted out of his of his prize for coming to the Bloodbath and Beyond as Boba Fett. You lost to the fat man in the bunny costume.
Yeah, but everyone's gonna lose to a fat man in a bunny costume.
What can you do? That really is the free bird of costumes.
Yeah,
there's nothing
it
you
is.
Can do about it. Yeah.
But anything, I'm gonna like hearing my original voice in the Empire Strikes Back.
Oh yeah, because it's not gonna be dubbed over with the weird, the weird where it's got that voice going on.
And it won't have a Tamura, whatever his name is, who played Jango Fett's voice, because that's whose voice they put in there.
Sarah and Jenner doing
and
the best thing.
I love Star Wars.
We're just looking at each other and shaking their heads.
They have the blank look of what?
Can we go now?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Well, see, I'm just saying. All right, thank you, Chris.
All right,
there you go. That's Chris, representing the Mandalorian clique. You know what I'm talking about. You don't, though. No. It's 503-733-2970. Is this a Star Wars call or a dude call, do you think?
I think that's still Randall.
Is it really? Well, let's find out. Hey, so we're completing this sentence because we've had these people asking about dude houses. We're completing this sentence. In a dude house, you will always find... There you go. That's your high concept question. In a dude house, you will always find. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Steve.
Steve, what's up?
Hey, okay. I know George Lucas is writing this for all he can and being greedy, but you gotta know something, Rick. There's footage from Star Wars we haven't seen. I read about it.
Oh, God, this isn't gonna be that Princess Leia hanging upside down with yellow eyes thing, is it?
No. Han Solo...
What?!
Han Solo was making out with this chick right before he blew away Greedo.
Really?
Yeah, and her name was Laura, and he's making out with her while Obi-Wan is making hamburger of that guy in the bar with his lightsaber.
Okay.
There's just a bunch of Star Wars stuff we haven't seen. I don't know why Lucas doesn't just release it all instead of stringing
it
out.
I got to tell you, Lucas has actually said, this is completely true, Lucas has said that on his hard drives at the Skywalker Ranch, that there is a completely different version of the trilogy, just based with, he's like, with alternate footage that was never used, he said, I've got actually a completely separate alternate version of the trilogy that I could put out. So there you go. So think on that late at night when you're staring into the blackness. Steve, thank you for the call. That's Steve. It's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Hi, who's this?
Hey, can I talk to Rick? Just kidding.
Please, I swear to God. I've got, there's a guy across the hall with a gun. I'll come find you. What do you got, brother?
Hey, I just wanted to call and thank you for screwing me out of my country song today, Mr. Lucas. So tonight what I'm going to do is I'm going to go home on one of my many RPG games, and I'm going to make a character named Rick Emerson, and I'm going to jump off a cliff with him for an hour. You dick.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Thank you, sir.
I feel like a string of profanities is coming. So angry.
Not anymore. Okay. That is my pizza.
What do you always find in a dude house? Maxim, and what's...
If you find Maxim, you always find like two or three wine coolers shoved way in the back of the fridge because they're alcohol, but nobody will ever drink them.
Well, they're there just for girls.
No, they're there because nobody will ever be desperate enough to drink them.
And
they've lived there for so long.
You find a bathroom that's just carpeted in pubic hair.
Why would you say that?
There's always Taco Bell.
It's true, Rick. It's true.
Oh, why?
That's a dude house.
Why?
There's Taco Bell wrappers and like
pizza boxes are like
you
can make coffee tables out of pizza
Taco
boxes.
Bell wrappers though, but wadded up and shoved behind the sofa cushions.
Behind the sofa cushions, at least one of them is missing a leg.
It was like a phone book.
Oh, yeah, actually, Nate's couch is broken with phone books.
And there's a guy who's, like, sleeping in the closet.
And
you
no one knows where he is. Yeah. He was just at a party one night. I don't know
where
he is.
Dude, his girlfriend left him. He had no place to go.
He's got some killer bud, though. He's got crystals on it. All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Jeff.
Okay. Hi, Jeff. How can I help you today?
Okay, well, listen. At the major dude houses I've seen on the eastern seaboard where I grew up, the things that were most common were boxes and boxes of empty beer.
Oh, and often made into furniture. Like, have you been to those places?
Yeah,
where, like,
exactly. They build chairs. They build couches out of them.
Yeah, no, there's that. And, of course, if you go there after a weekend or after a particularly raucous Wednesday, there will always be the remnants of the pyramid in the kitchen.
The
guy who, in his head, it's still 10th grade, and he's building, you know, he's making like a chia art or something out of the beer can in the kitchen.
Exactly. What we used to do is we'd save them up. We'd save up enough cases so that we'd be able to buy a case of beer with the return money.
That's so sad. But, I mean, but impressive in a strange sort of frugal kind of, in an Ebenezer McDuck kind of way.
Exactly. Well, we were very, very poor, so we had to save up all those return bottles to get that next case.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. All
great
right,
day. Great
go.
Show.
Thank you. He was peppy. All right. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Here's the other thing in a dude house. In a dude house, there is always one or more signs that they've stolen from a construction site hanging on a wall. And it's like the yield, the stop, something, a blinking light from on top of a sawhorse that they've just taken, and it's just sitting on a wall or in the living room doing nothing in particular. Always there.
Can you turn down your radio?
Hi, it's the Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Nick.
Nick, who are you, sir?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Two things you'd find is a milk crate for a TV stand.
A milk crate for anything. A milk crate,
and
yeah.
A freezer full of TV dinners.
A freezer full of TV dinners and a freezer full of wrapped up stuff that no one will claim, no one can ever identify, that was there when they moved in that they were afraid to touch. It's exactly what it is. But yeah, any time that you are using anything plastic to hold up it, because the dude house, here's the other thing, it's not only the milk crate, it's the disparity between the cost of the television and then the cost of the thing the television is sitting on. Because it's all, here's what the dudes will do. The dudes will get cinder blocks and a piece of plywood. And there will be, like, the 80-inch plasma TV, and it's sitting on, like, a stand that cost $4 at Home Depot. And that was just because they were buying irregular knotted wood in a big pile in the front. So
I at one time used to live at a dude house, and I was going to go to Fred Meyer's to buy a TV stand for the living room. And my roommate suggested, why go do that? We can go to Thriftway and get milk crates and put a sheet over it.
That's a sheet. My whole
thing. Were you guys gay?
No, they don't even have enough style to be gay. No, this is my thing. Here's what I would do. I would actually try to make a coffee table. I would get like a piece of glass for like $9, and then I would buy cinder blocks. But here's how I tried to be stylish. I would spray paint the cinder blocks black. And there you go. Spray painted cinder blocks, glass. Girl will love you for that. She'll come over and she'll think she's like stepped into an IKEA catalog. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. All right. There you go. Let's take a break. Back after this, we're here with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. We come back, we'll take some more dude house calls. We'll also talk about a benefit that you really ought to be going to that's coming up on Saturday, May 13th. So don't go anywhere. You stay there. Like us at 3. World famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. It is the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland on AM 970. Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere. But if the wax gets determined, it ain't fun. Now he got me in a cell, put my record in cell. Cause the front of life, he said, well, Farrakhan's a problem, and I bet you all of us are too. When it comes to you, what you want to do? You steal from the bed, baby. It's not stealing.
Represent.
If you're gonna steal, as Paul Stanley said, you just gotta steal diamonds, not glass. All right, it's 503-733-2970. We're here with the lovely Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. Well, we'll take some. Here's what we're gonna do. We'll talk about this thing I hold in my hand. We'll talk it. We'll pimp some Barfly stuff. We'll read this email. We'll take a couple calls. We'll load up. We'll party. Let's talk about this first of all. Now, we have this story a while back.
Yeah. You remember that couple you were making outrageous fun of because they got hit by a drunk driver when they were pushing their golf cart
pushing
home?
Pushing a golf cart up Gladstone or something?
Well, yes. They're buddies of mine, and they have many friends, and they're putting on a benefit for them because they got really badly hurt.
I did not see, in my own defense, we were talking about
this earlier. No, there was no,
I didn't know they
were. It does sound silly, and I'm sure they'd be laughing at themselves.
I had no idea that the injuries were so bad, but apparently it's a bad situation.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, it's obviously it's horrifying, but
absolutely. So
they are such resourceful people. I'm sure they're going to get through it.
But so there is a there's a benefit though.
Yeah,
for this
it's
couple.
On May 13th. It's at Fez, and they're big on Burning Man. They go every year. They've been going forever. And so at this benefit, they're going to be raffling off Burning Man tickets as well as a lot of other prizes.
Cool.
And there'll be like bands and DJs, and it should be a great night. And it's Saturday, May 13th at Fez.
And can people...
Yeah, you can order tickets online. I didn't catch the...
It's kind of a long URL. Is this on your site by any chance?
It will be. I'll put it up later on.
So later today, go to barflymag.com and look for this and your tickets.
Yeah, it's called Shake It.
And
it's Saturday, May 13th at Fez.
It's for
good
cause.
And if you pre-order your tickets,
and it goes till
you go into...
4:30.
Yeah.
Wow.
These are all-night party people.
Excellent.
Yeah, and the best people, and I wish them the best.
And so it's for a good cause, and you can...
Yeah, Angie and Jamie McFarland.
And you might be able to win some cool stuff, so... All right, well my best to them, so... All right. And then you've got some stuff coming up as well.
Well, see, we've got Cinco de Drinko.
Where did you get
night.
That name from?
Well, a little place called the Rick Emerson Show.
Hell.
Yeah. I need to do something other than just leave it in Tualatin, you know, or that... Party was,
right? Okay.
Like it deserves to live. It's a good name.
Live, damn it.
Yeah, right. So that's tomorrow night. That's our bus tour for Cinco de Mayo. And there's still like 7 tickets left, so you go to barflymag.com. You can sign up and hang out with me all night.
Fantastic. Yeah. And you're wearing polo today.
You know, I'm wearing my... This is my lesbian barbecue outfit.
I wasn't going to say anything. No, you look fantastic, of course, but
well,
I'm just saying, you make every outfit work.
I looked so good last night, I had to go completely the opposite.
You had to
today.
Balance it out.
Yeah.
Rick, don't forget every dude house has one, the obligatory Scarface poster. Two, that's so true.
Yeah.
Or a Reservoir Dogs poster.
Yeah.
Two, the free couch or recliner pilfered from the street. Three, smoking chair on the porch. That's absolutely true. Let's go to, Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, this is Nate.
Oh, hi, Nate. How you doing?
I'm getting bashed in this dude house thing.
We're not.
Hi, Nate.
I'm not bashing anything. I have lived
your
in a...
Your dude house is pretty clean.
My house is extremely clean.
I've lived in a house of dudes. Everyone has. It's
well, not,
not
at 4 a.m. It isn't very clean.
Well,
but by 9 a.m.
It has its times and it goes a little bit crazy. But, like, the broken leg on the couch, Sarah and I were staying at Fifth Avenue Suites when that got broken.
Uh-huh.
So
we were,
we don't have anything made out of cinder blocks.
All right. Do you have
a Scarface
poster?
You have a pirate ship
poster?
On top of your TV, though.
Well, yeah, but Jay's got a kid.
No, but that's Jay's. He won't let his kid play with it.
It's really cool. You can't just let a kid touch something that's that cool. They'll break it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Is there a box anywhere sitting in open sight where a guy might be keeping his stash?
No, there's no absolutely nothing like that in my house.
All right, not that I would suggest that there is. I'm
nope,
just saying
nothing like that.
And because you can tell because they don't even bother to put it away. It's always we'll go over to my friend Brain's house. He would be sitting on the sofa, Hustler sitting open on the coffee table, and like a thing of Lubriderm sitting on the other end of the coffee table, hand down his pants, watching television.
No, there's a Japanese porn DVD I was sitting on top of there.
That was a hilarious gift from friends who went to Japan.
It's funny how no one's ever put it away. It just keeps sitting there.
Is it tentacle porn or Sailor Moon porn?
I haven't seen it.
Uh-huh. All right, there you go. There's our good friend, Nate. All right, thank you.
Nate, all in all, he's a very clean person.
I believe
he needs a place to live.
I'm sorry.
Someone house him.
Maybe we're not making him sound like the catch that he is. He's an upstanding guy. He's kind to small children and animals. It's 503-733-2970. Tomorrow, Scott Daly from Film Fever Radio will be here and other things. Like us at 3, world famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. We'll find out what Sarah's spending her hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of new IBEW dollars. Maybe Tim can give you some tips. Maybe a mutual fund. Maybe some sort of no-load growth stocker.
And tonight, Jen and I get to go meet Natasha Bedingfield.
Woohoo!
I can't wait.
And she's who?
She's a really hot pop singer.
Okay. The Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio, proud part of the CBS Radio family. News director Tim Riley, and of course, all technical services provided by and conducted under the supervision of one Mr. Sean Couples. All right, don't let the bastards grind you down. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Jen Lane, barflymag.com. We'll see you in 21 hours. Bye. I got nothing.
Attention FM DJs in the greater Portland area. Your daily show prep is now concluded. Thanks for listening.